I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
Yeah, it's a weird time.
It's a trip. Ah, hey. Wow, here we are. Reality blows.
Yeah. Do you see what I did there? I tried like starting it early, so it seemed like we're authentic people. And so it's like they get to...
I didn't like it. We're not authentic and it wasn't real. I saw you press record. I saw it. Okay? You want to lie to our audience? Did you hear that? Job wants to lie to you.
Always.
He wants to make us seem like we're not pieces of shit.
Yeah, I'd like to humanize us just a little bit. Yeah. Because our...
Welcome back to Reality Blows.
I am Job.
I am Blow. Continue your fucking thought.
My thought is... Our recap for Beverly, I listened back to that, and holy shit, we are monsters.
Dude, it's that was so funny. That was so funny. We have to post that. I don't know how or where, but...
We will never, but...
Yes, we should. So good.
Anyway, we're not talking about Beverly Hills
today. No, we're not. We're back on the Vanderpump caboose.
Yeah, and pumped we are.
Yes. I think it's been really weird. Can I just point out before we can go any
Throw
further?
It. Do it.
It's been very weird re-listening to it the first time we watched Real Housewives together and how... uncomfortable and unsure we are. Like you were sort of like, I'm not comfortable yet, like I miss Vanderpump, and now we've almost done a reversal where like we're missing Beverly Hills
for you and, listeners.
Yeah, and I think because Vanderpump is at a very weird point. I think it's strange.
I think next
it's
season
ramping
will be
up,
better.
I
hope so.
I think we're about
this is episode 8. We're at 7 and 8 now.
Yeah, but there's like so many. There's probably going to be seven. We're not even up to like half the shit the trailer touched on.
Yeah, true. Well, Jax isn't back yet.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what happens there. But let's talk about it. Written in the Stars.
Indeed.
Episode 7, season 11. Can we just talk about the elephant in the room? That Ariana just needs to move out of that fucking house.
Yeah.
Though we did see at the end of the episode, Ariana did, and we'll circle back to this. But Ariana did talk a little bit about her finances and how fucked they were. And I think there is this perception that she's now just a fucking gajillionaire.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm not. Yeah. Which I feel like she'd be able to afford a fucking apartment somewhere.
Interesting.
Like, I'm not saying that it's going to be the same stature of what she maybe has with Tom Sandoval. I mean, I'm not sure, but.
But here's the thing though.
He offered to buy her out.
Also true.
Yeah, like, you know...
Actually, that is very true.
You know, like, it's kind of like I... Ariana's very angry. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Ariana and Lala, at the end of the episode, Lala put it in the best way when she said, you can't expect to drink the poison, so you can't hold on to anger to someone and expect them to suffer.
Yeah.
You know, you're the only one that's going to suffer.
I think Lala has really gone through the most.
Yeah.
Of anyone on this show.
Lala's really softened and she needed to. The thing is with Lala softening is she was always very emotionally intelligent and articulate and compassionate. And I think...
I don't think she was emotionally intelligent.
I think she's really emotionally
intelligent. Now she is. But
I think you forget. Lala was the, you know, one that called Jax out a lot. She was always, like, pretty clever with, like, what was going on. I'm sorry, I disagree. I think she got way... When her drinking got bad, she became...
Shittier.
A bit shit.
Yeah.
But when she first came onto the show, like, Lala fucking owned it. She, like... She was saying, like, Jax fucking tried to fuck me, remember? She was just owned... I just really liked Lala. I've always thought she's had potential to be... and I think that's paying off.
Yeah, right, we're seeing... I think Lala's really the shining light. I also appreciate that Lala's just gone, Ariana, I'm going to take you down a peg.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be very clear. I don't appreciate it in the sense of, like, solidarity and all of those things in a human conversation, but in the sense of you can really rely on Lala to eventually just go, okay, we're done now.
Yeah, and it's not even like she's shitting on Ariana. She's saying, like, can you recognize that there's other suffering happening and that Sheena... look...
Let's go to Sheena. Because you've saying some real crazy things right now, Blow.
How am I saying crazy things?
You don't. So let's go from the start. Sheena, for the last few episodes, has been going on a bit of a emotional healing journey with Sandoval.
Yeah.
And is trying to navigate whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah.
And as a part of her talking about this, she has brought up multiple times about the fact that Ariana is now on Dancing at the Stars. Dancing with the Stars?
With the Stars.
Yeah, that's what I said. And all these things, and Lala's doing... Sorry, not Lala. Ariana's... Sheena's saying Ariana's doing great and all of these things. But it's... I'm reaching a point with Sheena where it's like, it's just... Please.
We're on the same page then. Like, we're sincere. After this episode, I was like... Last episode, I was very much like, man, I really feel for Sheena.
Yeah.
But this episode, I was sort of like, oh, man. Like, Sheena, I actually don't know where your intentions lie. Like...
I think she just wants validation.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing, though. I think, like, she's also doing the thing that she's always done, where I think Tom Sandoval, he's going to give that to her. Because he wants to him to be back in the group. And Ariana's like, I'm not going to give you that for no... Like, you're making me uncomfortable. And Sheena keeps going to Ariana with these feelings that she really shouldn't be.
Well, this is the thing. Sheena says, my feelings aren't valid. Yeah. In regards to talking to Ariana. And it's like, no, Sheena, that's not the point. Your feelings aren't being validated by literally one of two people on the planet who it would be unreasonable to ask that of them.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'll be clear, the two people is Ariana and I think Katie as well.
Yeah.
Because both have been quite harmed by Sandoval.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, even Lala speaking to Ariana, she said something like, you know, well, Sheena lost her best friend and Ariana was like, so did I. I lost two of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what... Sheena, I think, is maybe forgetting. It's like, I mean, like, Ariana is at a point where she is not ready to have those conversations with you.
No, and she's also not obligated to be ready.
No.
Like, not healing from someone cheating is a story as old as time.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, it's not like an aspersion on your moral character. It's like, yeah, being a human's fucking hard, and this is, like, a really fucked thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lala, you know, said... have some really interesting points. And I think, like, watching her talk to Ariana was also pretty important.
Mm.
But it does really show the polarizing difference in, like, where everyone sits and how Ariana is just not... If you fuck with Sandoval, you don't fuck with me. That's essentially what she's saying.
Which, I think the sad thing is, though...
In the real world, yes.
In the real world, yes. But I think the problem Ariana and Katie are butting up against is... this show has to find equilibrium again.
Yeah.
And it can go out of whack for a season or two, but inevitably show writers, producers, Lisa fucking Vanderpump herself, as we can see with her meddling in this season, needs the status quo to come back.
Yeah.
Because it can't be, well, we're not even in Vanderpump anymore. Like, we're not even in Sir anymore.
Yeah.
And that status quo needs to come back on some level, or the dynamic needs to permanently change. But then you have a show about two completely separate groups of people.
Well, this is it. Like, unfortunately, Ariana doesn't have the luxury being on this show to take those normal liberties that you were just talking about. That's essentially what's happening.
Which is a fucking shame.
Yeah. She's not asking for anything unreasonable. I just want to make that very clear. I think if being cheated on is fucking brutal, and if my ex who cheated on me, if you were like, we're still catching up having coffee, I probably wouldn't want to hang out with you either.
Yeah.
Like, truly, I couldn't have... such God,
wait, it's that easy for you to stop talking to me? What, okay, well, give me his number. Give me his number.
I promise you it's not, because he is fucking boring.
Shit! it's... And I think this is the sad thing, though, and I don't... Maybe Ariana and Katie are aware of it outside of... And I'm not saying they just need to, like, roll over.
Well, I think Katie even sort of saying, like, Tom Sandoval has been harmful to me forever. Like, you know, just being like, he's interfered with my marriage. He's turned me into a monster. And it's sad that I agree to an extent. I think Tom Sandoval has never given Katie the benefit of the doubt ever.
No.
And definitely hasn't ever given Schwartz a logical shoulder to lean on. He's always been on his ego train.
Yeah.
So, but also Schwartz is fucking shit anyway. So, speaking of Schwartz. Sorry, we're in the middle of...
No. Let's do it. Speaking of Schwartz, I'm into it.
Joe and Schwartz is fucking insane.
It's... But they work. Like, they're both fucking losers.
No, they don't.
You don't think they work?
Here's where I think. Joe is literally... I've seen TikToks that parody, like, girls like Joe. Like, she reminds me of that bit when she did crab hands and she was like... Like, I was like, are you real? Are you a real person? Like, yeah. She's fucking insane.
100%.
But.
Okay.
Joe, the fact that immediately I was like, they're going to have a fallout, is because Joe was so willing to be like, yes, there are feelings that are there. Yes, we hooked up a month ago. And already, typical Schwartz, we're seeing him lie about it.
Yeah.
I can't remember when we hooked up. No, we've agreed to just be platonic now. Get fucked. I don't care how backwards your cap is, Joe. You are going to have a fucking problem with that eventually.
Yeah, but not for now.
Dude, it's happening, and I can't fucking wait. I cannot wait. We'll
see. I don't know.
I can't believe you think they're perfect for each other. I actually...
Go on.
No.
This is why I think they're perfect for each other, in my fucking defense. I don't mean perfect in the sense of, you see two friends in a social group hook up, and you're like, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it, but now that I'm seeing it,
yeah,
this is lovely.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. There's the fact that Schwartz talked about sex,
yeah,
and Joe's reaction was,
yeah.
The fact that that was happened, and the fact that also Schwartz can't admit that he's fucking her, and that it isn't platonic, and they've been dating probably for years.
Yeah.
That relationship reminds me of, sure, Schwartz, you've been married.
Yeah.
But you talk about Katie, and you have talked about Katie and your marriage with her for years.
Yeah.
They've been in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
Joe has been waiting for this moment.
Yeah. Joe has been circling the waters.
Yeah.
And we all know those. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it hurts, but we all have those fucking, like, those parodies of, like, that's his work wife. That's his girlfriend. Yeah, so and they're, like, the most toxic pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Like, they have no respect for the relationship. Dude, she moved in, like, how soon after they got divorced?
Weeks, I think. Yeah, I think it was, like, really recent.
Like, come quick. On yeah. now. Like,
it was fucking great. I love it because I am actually astounded at how less mature Joe seems than Schwartz. And yeah, that's why I'm here for it. Legitimately, she is, I imagine, in her mid-30s. Like, if I'm
she
aggregating.
She reminds me of, like, she is, like, you know how we call women in the show pick-me's? And, like,
you do. I don't
insult women. We do. But I also say that, like, sometimes it's, like, you know, it's like, oh, they've said something that kind of supports that title. Joe is almost, like, the definition. It is insane.
No. I would go even further.
Yeah.
Joe is a parody of a pick-me.
Yeah, it is,
like,
insane.
If we made a fucking Instagram reel of a pick-me, we'd be doing that.
100%.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do you want to have a shot and then we'll have a nice beer? Like, stop.
She's like, bro, what up? Like, he, like, spat on her arm accident. She's like, bro, you spat on me. Yeah. And I'm like, Joe, I can't, you, when you have heartbreak over this, which is going to happen, I can't wait. I can't wait for you to see how well the boys come to rally round.
I wish Schwartz would spit on me.
Don't we all?
Don't touch me. Ew. One other thing that I found very interesting. Actually, that's a fucking lie. I didn't find it interesting. I found it completely in line with everything.
Yeah.
With Rachel, formerly known as Raquel.
Yeah.
Going into rehab or whatever the fuck she was doing.
Yeah.
And then talking to Lisa. And essentially going to Lisa, Sandoval lied to me. He manipulated me. He taught me how to lie.
Yeah.
He said things like, life is lying.
Yeah.
And the fact that none of it surprises me.
No.
And I love that in Sandoval's talking head. So this all came up when Lisa and Sandoval were sitting down. Which, as a quick side note, I fucking loved Lisa's talking head. We're going within a talking head within a talking head right now.
Yeah,
but when talking about TomTom, Lisa's like, yeah, I'm not going to consult people who have 2.5% interest.
Yeah.
The Toms have fucked it so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tom, you maybe can salvage the relationships in this show.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest, you aren't. The show is.
Yeah.
The show needs the dynamic to keep on going on.
Yeah.
So that we're all going to work it out because you're all getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
But every professional relationship you've ever had it's done.
Yeah.
The fact that TomTom, like that Schwartz and Sandy's, isn't in the intro anymore.
It never was.
Fucking, wasn't it?
No, it never was. That's the minute this season started, we even commented it when I said, like, it's weird that
it was last season.
No.
Yeah.
It was always TomTom. And I think it was weird that something about her is in the intro and Schwartz and Sandy isn't.
Yeah, which if that's not a fuck you,
yeah,
then I don't know what is. And it's just the best. Tom, fucking
sucks. You were on a point about Rachel and then you got a bit sidetracked. Lisa talking about speaking
Oh, yeah, just the Sandoval going like, you know, I never said to her life is lying. Bro, it sounds like this is the situation. I'm going to tell you the situation. let's role play.
Blow. Am I?
You're Raquel.
Okay.
Not Rachel. I'm not dead naming. You would be Raquel at this point.
Okay.
Okay. So, no, wait. No, I need to be Raquel.
I'm Tom?
You're Tom.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah, so you're here. Okay. So,
hey, man. What's up?
I just am feeling really conflicted about the fact that we're lying to Ariana. I thought things weren't going well.
Dude.
I feel like...
Oh, my God, dude. It's like life is lying. Do you know what I'm saying to you? We can't tell them the truth. People lie all the fucking time, man.
But why do I have to? I feel bad.
Life is lying. Oh, my God.
Okay, but Tom, just please listen
to
me. Tom, please.
Dude.
I have 3 brain cells. 3. One of them's for breathing. The other one's...
We're blinking. I know. We've been through this.
Honestly, Tom, you've seen me blink.
It sometimes doesn't work. Yep. And one eye goes before the other, so dude.
The third one does not have capacity to
lie.
It's
your suck in my dick, which, by the way...
Tom, we've been through this.
Suck my dick.
We both know I'm a starfish. I'm just saying, everything Rachel is saying, yes, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I said it all last season. She was
fucking
groomed and she was manipulated. She's a fucking 27-year-old.
Look.
And a sociopath put his fucking eye beams at her and went, I want your pussy.
I also just want to point out how quickly Tom Sandoval will turn on Raquel now. Like a light switch. There's no love anymore. She doesn't serve him anymore. And that's it. I think, like, the fact that he was like, she blocked me, and Lisa was like, well, it's over.
Yeah.
So that's great advice, Lisa.
Great advice.
Like, do not, Tom, like, you're done.
If someone blocks you, probably call it a day.
And I think the best thing for me is when he was like, I have to agree with everything the wellness clinic is telling her, or I'm like the enemy.
Yeah.
And I love the way it's
her therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, her therapist is probably just like, maybe you need to take time away from Tom and the whole situation. He's like, dude. You don't take time away from me? Like, I'm the problem? Fuck off, Tom. Very interesting.
Very good. How many Scoopy Doopies?
Wait. Well, I think we didn't even talk about Guy's Night or the astrology shit.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Question. Okay. We'll do astrology shit.
You have a question time for astrology.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Blow. You wrote some notes because I was a bit hungry.
Yeah.
I need to eat. And they're... I agree, Kimchi. They are problematic.
Jingly Cat is back in the mix.
Jingly Cat is back in the mix.
Yeah, look, I panicked.
No, you did great. I want to reinforce you doing more of
this. All right, let's just speed run them.
Okay,
so Guy's Night happened. The guys dressed to the nines and did a Guy's Night. I think it was meant to be a huge thing, but there was like barely any shots of it. It was like the smallest segment of time. There was a fight at Astrology Night. The girls did Astrology Night.
Mm-hmm.
A fight broke out between Katie and Lala. It got very, very heated because Lala was simply trying to provide logic and Katie was like, you know, I do not forgive Tom. You guys cannot. Blah, blah. Very, like, much along the same vein. She just sat there in silence. And then Ali kept trying to bring it back to stars. But you asked me to write question time astrology. So what was your question?
How do you feel about astrology, boy?
It's fucking dumb.
Interesting.
And I wrote in my notes, Job would fucking love this. We're about astrology night, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
I'd have a really good time in astrology night.
I don't know. Like the most I've ever experienced is, like, I have read the qualities of a Scorpio, which I am. And I'm like, maybe. Like, I don't fucking know.
No, you need to find someone who's, like, into it. So I would say, to the extent that Ali's into it, well, I would have loved to hear her talk more about it. But it's a fucking reality show, so we can't. Yeah. But, like, when there's different houses and, like, rising moons and shit like that, it's a real good fucking time. I love listening to it.
Lame.
I've not learned it myself,
yeah,
but I have always loved a good conversation around it.
Okay. What are you again?
What's the sign? I am an Aquarius.
Yeah, so I looked us up. So Scorpios and Aquarius actually are, like, quite compatible. We're, like, very good friends.
And this is why we know astrology is bullshit. Yeah.
No, actually, I actually think the descriptors of the relationship.
Why are we good friends? Yeah, what are the descriptors?
Because I value honesty, intensity, and just sincerity, and you value having the deep conversations, meaningful conversations, and deep connections.
Mm.
So, like, the two of us are apparently quite compatible.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
I don't think I'm an intense person, though. I think I'm a very...
I'm the intense one. It's, the Scorpios are intense.
Ah.
Yeah, Scorpios are...
Wait, you're saying I'm not intense?
I'm saying you're intensely fucking lame. Yeah, and then I looked up Scorpio and Scorpio, because that's I'm dating a Scorpio.
Right.
And I thought that was
and
funny.
And you're fuck maniacs.
We're fuck maniac. Well, yeah.
We're trying to be.
We are.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we go back to Scoops? Do I? Do we have to continue?
Yeah.
Can we do Scoops?
Yeah.
Or do you want to bring something?
No. I'm great. A fuck maniac. You're not intense. Let's do Scoops.
Yeah. And gosh, anime is great.
All right.
Okay. How many Scoops?
I don't know. Like maybe like 4.
Wow, you fucking hated this episode.
I think it's rev. I want to believe it's revving up. I think I did enjoy the sweet little arguments that were happening, but I feel like they're sort of planting the seeds for some fights that are going to happen. My cat is just rolling around
we
meowing.
We are locking her up so fucking quickly.
So cute.
When we record again. This is a 7. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like this episode. Kimchi.
That's so cute. She's playing with a little
girl. Okay, favorite person.
Probably Lala.
Like I mean, Lala, Lala, you liked her.
I liked her honesty. I liked her vibe. Go Lala.
Joe. Absolutely the best.
Grab hands, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely best. Anyway,
grab hands, bro, Joe.
That is us.
All right, bye. Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater.